Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the good news of the Anointed One. It's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, how? From faith to faith. Is faith a griper or a thanksgiver? I assure you, you hear people griping all the time. They are not people of faith. Faith people don't gripe. Did you hear me? You can't gripe about the thing and be in faith about it. You can't. From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. He said, verse 19, that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Talking about people who refuse to believe in God. Now see, we haven't seen it this way, but this is, I mean, humanity by and large hasn't looked at it like this, but this is how God sees it. As far as God is concerned, there is no excuse for anybody on the planet not believing in Him. Not believing that there is a God and that He's real. Why? Because of creation. It's all around you. It's above you. It's beneath you. It's in you. Right? Nobody in their right mind believes that all this just happened. Did you hear me? Somebody said, well, there was a big bang, and then it just was. Well, there might have been a big bang when God spoke. But it's kind of like this. Kind of like a fellow one time said, he said, it's like taking some C4 and setting it off in the middle of a salvage yard. And when the dust clears, there's a brand new Mercedes sitting there. Nah, that doesn't happen. Right? No. You have to decide, you know, everybody, even whether they've heard the gospel or not, whether they've ever seen a Bible or heard about God or not, they look up and see the stars. Did you hear me? They see the ocean. They see the mountains. They see human beings. They see all the creation, even in its fallen condition. And you don't have to be smart at all to realize there's got to be a God. Right? And so the thing is, the Bible says here that everybody does see that. Everybody does. So people try to say, well, no, I just, you know, I've never seen it. Everybody does see that. And then they have to make a decision whether they will acknowledge that or not. If they don't want it to be the way that in their heart they know it is, then they'll choose to believe something else and try to explain it away. But in their heart, they know it. They know it. Keep reading. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, that's talking about everybody. That's talking about unbelievers. There is nobody that can completely honestly say, I didn't know about God. There's nobody like that. God says the invisible things of Him are from the beginning, clearly seen and revealed by what He has made. He said, but when they knew God, they what? They glorified Him not as God. They saw Him. They didn't see Him literally with their eyes, but they saw that He is, that He exists, but they refused to acknowledge Him, and they didn't glorify Him as God, and they what? Neither were they thankful, and what happened? They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, and professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Listen to another translation of this. This is such a powerful word here. This is the Living. It said, "For the truth about God is known to them instinctively. God has put this knowledge in their hearts. Since earliest times, men have seen the earth and sky and all God made and have known of His existence and great eternal power, so they will have no excuse." Yes, they knew about Him all right, but they wouldn't admit it or worship Him or thank Him for His daily care. They wouldn't admit it. Now, this really portrays it differently than some people believe, doesn't it? They just act like there's all these people, your unsaved loved ones and people everywhere that are not saved. They just don't know about God. Well, that's not really so. People have seen enough to know that He is real and decided not to acknowledge Him. Most of us did the same thing for a while. I'm so glad, though, that I quit being a fool. How about you? And acknowledged Him and goes, "Yes, Lord, You are real. Yes, You did make all this. Yes, You made me. Yes, I owe You everything." And glorify Him as God. And then what's the natural progression after that? Be thankful. Be thankful. He said they wouldn't admit it. They wouldn't worship Him. They wouldn't thank Him for all His daily care. And after a while, they begin to think up silly ideas of what God was like and what He wanted them to do. The result was that their foolish minds became dark and confused. Have you seen any of that in the world? Ignorant ideas about what God is and about what He's got for us to do. Well, did you see the connection with thanksgiving, though? What happened when they failed to give thanks? Read the rest of the verse there. After they failed to give thanks, what happened? Tell me. They became vain in what they imagined and thought, and their heart, what happened to it? Became dark. When you become self-centered and when you reject the knowledge of God, your understanding gets dark. And darker, you become dumber in the things that count. You become more confused. Well, that's the effects of failing to acknowledge God and failing to glorify God, failing to give thanks to God. It takes you down that path. You get dumber and darker and more confused, and what you think doesn't make sense. Is there a world full of people like that?
Yes.
What if you turn it around? What if you turn it around? Even if you were a spiritual ignoramus, and there's quite a few around, and you look up in your darkness and you acknowledge God. And you begin to glorify Him. And you begin to thank Him for what's going to begin happening in your life. It's going to be the reverse of this. Your thinking will begin to take on significance and your mind will be enlightened. Oh, friend, this is important. You begin to see thanksgiving is not just a good religious thing to do. It's a spiritual force. It brings light into your mind. You get in a situation where there's a big need or there's an emergency or something comes up, you can spaz out, you can freak out, or you can begin to say, "Thank You, Lord, for showing me what to do. I thank You for bringing me out of this. You're a good God. You're the biggest. You're the best. You know what to do. This is not too hard for You. Thank You for showing me. Thank You." What begins to happen? Light begins to work in your mind. Illumination begins to come up in you. Oh, friends, do you see this? This is so important. Light begins to come. Just like when they failed to give thanks, their mind was darkened. When we give thanks, our mind is enlightened. Oh, hallelujah. Do you see this great truth? Every time something comes up, what's the appropriate response? Father, I thank you that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I thank you your anointing is on me and I have the mind of Christ. The unction of the Holy One is in me and I know what to do. I'll do the right thing. He's directing my path. He's guiding my steps. He's ordering my steps. I will do the right thing. I'll make the right decision because the Lord my God helps me. You know what's going on in you? Spiritual law is set in motion when you're doing that. Illumination begins to come up out of your spirit and affect your mind. Oh, makes me want to talk in tongues to just try to describe it to you, because this happens in Phyllis and my life every day. I mean, every day almost, you know, something comes up and you don't know what to do. You could do something or you could just do the last thing you've done. But if you have any understanding, you realize I don't have enough up here to know all these answers, but I got somebody in me who knows everything about everything. Lord, what's the best thing to do on this? Which way do I go? How do you get that started in you? You begin to give thanks. Lord, thank you for what you did last week. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you did this morning. And I'm thanking you for the very wisdom of the Almighty working in me on this. This is your church. This is your ministry. These are your people. This is your thing. Thank you for showing us. Thank you for illuminating. And as you're talking, sometimes things come just while you're saying it. There's other times it might be the next day. It might be the next week. I'm riding along. I'm flying along and I see it. I just know it. I know what to do. Well, it came from that. It's all connected. But if you begin to gripe and go, I don't know why all these things happen to me and nothing ever works out for me. And God, where are you when I need you? And you're acting like he hadn't done anything for you. Acting like he hasn't given you any resources. That's unbelief. You cut yourself off. And what happens? You begin to dream up stupid stuff. Is that what you said? Vain imaginations. That's how people get so stupid. You know what I'm talking about? People come up with such bizarre stuff about God. And they get darker and darker and darker. Oh, but the man, the woman that gives thanks continuously, their path is getting brighter and brighter. Every day to the full day, sir. Makes me want to thank him. I said, it makes me want to thank him. How about you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th. As we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me